Kufzin Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. So once again, we're discussing the halachas of branches and stems and the like that are not edible, that are connected to food. Do they have the same status as the food? So the previous missions were talking about a shayna, something that protected the food from drying up and the like, and that called a shayna has the full status of the food. Now we're talking about yodos, which are things that do not protect the food, but they are connected to the food in a fashion that you pick up the fruit or vegetable and by holding this thing, and they're called a yad. These yodos, elu mitamim or mitamim v'loy mitzafim. If tuma touches this branch or stem, then the fruit becomes tame. If the fruit is tame and another fruit touches the stem, then the second fruit will be tame through this. It transfers the tuma. But it's not mitzaref. If the fruit is less than, like your bake said, this will not be taken into account to make up the full amount of the debate. What are these things? Shirashi Ashrim Rabson Da Kaploites is Manchen Yuvation. The roots of garlic and onion and other types of onions, when they're dried out, they're not anymore protecting the fruit, but the fruit can be held up by these roots that are coming out of it, and therefore it's considered this type of yad. So Omet Shein and Makubin Kenegad Oichel, when the onion grows for a while, it develops, it is hardened. The center of the onion becomes hardened, and that basically becomes like a stalk coming out of the onion. So the part which is above the onion, not opposite the fruit of the onion itself, that part that's sticking out is also considered a yad, and it only causes the tumah to go in and out. Yeah, yad ha'pachel tefach mekan tefach mekan. It's talking about a bunch of grapes. You have a bunch itself, and the bunch is connected to a branch. The branch which the bunch is connected to is called this parchel. Up to one tefach sticking out to the left or to the right of the bunch is considered a yad. Zonav shel eshko, yad ha eshko kolshu. The eshko is the bunch of grapes. The stem that is coming out of the bunch itself, which connected to the branch, however long that is considered a yad. Zonu shel eshkel shirikna. Another example of a yad is that the bottom of this bunch of grapes, that the bottom grapes fell off, so the branches that are still left there that don't have any grapes on them are also considered a yad. If the tumah touches them, then we'll go into the grapes that are connected to that bunch of grapes. Yad ha-mafet shel tamara arva tvokin. Dates are also grown in bunches, so also the up to four tvokin that is sticking out of this bunch of dates is also considered a yad. Kona shel shibolis, if you have a head of grain, you have a grain with a stalk, so the stalk which is sticking out of the head of that has a grain on it is also considered a yad, only up to shloisha tefachim. The three tefachim close to the head of the grain is considered a yad. Further down is not considered a yad, because when they would harvest it, they harvested with a little bit of the stalk on. The rest of the stalk would not be something that would remain connected to the grain on top. The yad kol hanitzon shloisha, anything that is harvested in that fashion with a sickle, they take a bunch in their hand and cut it off, up to three tefachim would be left on generally with the grains or whatever they were chopping off, and that would be considered a yad. More than that is not considered a way of holding the grain itself. Something which is not harvested, but it's just uprooted, then as long as it's, since you uproot the entire thing, the entire plant is considered a yad for the fruit or vegetable which you have, or grain which you have. Melon shel shibarlin. The shibarlis is the top of the grain, and coming out of the top of the grain by wheat and barley, like hairs of it looks like hairs sticking out of the top, so that is also considered a yad. All these things are elam tam tam v'loy mitzafim. They have the status of the yad, and therefore the tumah goes in and out, but these things are not a tzar to the share of a kebeta that is needed for distinction in the tumah of other things.